Hello again, everyone in the land of Octava. This is day 14, so the end of the second week, I believe. This is a bit more tricky, and it's something rare or something that's gone out of print. Actually, I think it's the other way around. Now, these two songs I'm going to play, I'm sure both have gone out of print. Probably, I don't know. And I think they're probably quite rare. The first is because I said in a previous Octava post that my dad was quite selfish with his choice of music and my mum didn't really get a look in. But when we were very small, this is my first memory of the Eurovision Song Contest. And I remember him buying this single for my mum. So we heard it quite a lot. We were probably the only people in the UK that ever bought this single, and I'd completely forgotten about it. And I looked it up and was really surprised to find it on YouTube. And it's the winner of that year, 1971, was a lady, I presume, called Severine. And the song was, I can't remember the name. But, sorry, I heard like a bleep then. I don't know what that was. Severine and, I can't remember the name of the song, but she won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1971. I think it's the only time they've ever won. And my mum used to play this a lot because she finally got a look in, I think. And the other one is something my dad bought. And I was going to play this for the songs we heard when we were very young, but I'm going to play it now instead. He bought this song. I've never heard it on the radio. It's by Strangers, and it's called My Melanie Makes Me Smile. And I was always his favourite daughter. I hate to say this because I didn't like it at the time. But when I was that young, I didn't really understand the implications of it. So I went along with it, of course, and thought it was marvellous that the song had been written just about me and all this. So anyway, it's really awful and it's really dated. I think it was around about the same time, maybe a year after. I'm not really sure, but anyway, I will come up with these very shortly.
Oh, have to hold her head upon my shoulder and tell her that I'm feeling low. And I got no place I can go. And I say, darling, 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 I need you. And she looked her head up kind of slow. When I'm lonely, I know there is only one girl I just got to see. I call her up, look, she's me, and I say, darling, 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 I need you.
I need you.
And she comes running straight to me.
Oh, oh. And then my melody makes me smile.
Okay, so that's those two. That last one, I was always my dad's favourite. And between me and my sister, when I was that age, when I was little, I didn't really come to resent it like I did when I was older, because he used to compare us, and I really hated that. I hated that he compared our intelligence and said my sister was stupid, and it's not the way to carry on with kids. Luckily, it didn't breed any resentment between me and her. It bred actual resentment between me and my dad, funnily enough, because I didn't like it and I didn't think it was fair, and it wasn't. Anyway, enough of all that. I'll speak to you next time.